letter of the Rebbe, volume 5. This is letter number 1444. Baruch Hashem, dated the first day of Adar in Tavshin Beis, Brooklyn, New York. Sholem uvracha. The Rebbe starts. So the Rebbe says, I received your letter in Yiddish, from Motzei Shabbos Kodesh Yisrei, together with the Pidyon Nefesh. I received the letter together with the Pidyon Nefesh, with the Pan, which I will, bli neder, without a vow, read on the holy resting place, on the Tzion, from the Rebbe, my father-in-law, with all the titles. And I'm sure that he will arouse great mercy upon you and on your family members for all those matters that all of you need. This that you write, that you're upset, that you don't get an answer quickly, etc. So the Rebbe says, this upsetness has really no basis. It is self-understood that I would also have wanted to answer all letters as soon as possible. But what can I do? It's not only dependent upon me. The preoccupation from various different matters take up lots of time. So therefore, there is only a limited time that remains to respond, to correspond, to answer letters. And in that itself, there is also an order of what's first and what comes later. But however, as far as a pidyon nefesh, and when you ask a bracha, that I do as soon as possible. And asking of a blessing, but just so that you know that I fulfilled your request, that takes time. So don't worry, I do immediately do that. So there is really nothing to be upset about, God forbid, to have Agmas Nefesh. The Rebbe said, I am worried about your writing, and also that I receive different information from other people of the Hasidim, of the Anash Yichya, about the physical state of Anash, that they're very stressed in a very, they don't have enough. They're not in Nidbar Chava. I hope that this is only temporary, and that very soon Hashem Yisbarach will widen their territory with physical livelihood, and they will also be able to widen their territory in the spiritual livelihood, as our sages tell us that everything is in the hands of the heaven with exception of Yira Shamayim, that you need to do yourself. So Hashem Yisbarach will give you the physical, and you will be able to do the spiritual widening. And I also hope that by you specifically, your physical state will become better, especially as you write in your letter that you have a vehicle in the in a business, in a partnership, in a business. I was happy to read, now in this stuff that I'm reading here, there's a lot of cracked, missing words, and I'm just imagining how to fit them in. I'm not sure if it's probably just my copy over here or it's in the book itself, but I was very happy to read in your letter about the gathering of Yutus Kislev and the fifth light of Hanukkah and Yud Shvat. And this that you write, that you don't see any purpose or goal of these gatherings in the actual service of Hashem, basically. So the Rebbe says, this you can't know immediately, right on the spot. It is possible that in some time, this is going to call out. It'll come out. Especially that in general, when you do an idea of a mitzvah, that even if you do it very temporarily, so it's like our holy Rebbe writes in the Tanya, in chapter 25, Yichud Zeh L'mailu Nitzchi Lo'ilam Vod, this unity that you create through the mitzvah is eternal forever in the spiritual realms. And when there is, by a gathering of chassidim, a minion of Yidden, a Eda from Yidden, so anytime there's 10 people, the divine presence is there. And the Mishnah says that even 3 or 2 is also similarly. So this remains above. And this is the main eternity forever, which means that you are connected with the essence, with Hashem Himself forever, especially through the idea of Ahavas Yisrael, love of thy fellow Jew, that creates the Kulonu Kecha, that we're all like one. So then we get Borcheinu Avinu, then we get our Father's blessing, Borcheinu Kecha. May Hashem Yisbarech should help all of us that the month of Adar, which is the month that our sages ruled, that you increase in Simcha, and they give no limitation how long the joy should last. So this should also be an eternal, forever joy, as the Alter Rebbe writes, and to continue this joy physically and spiritually with regards to the entire group, and with blessing for Parnosa Bar Chava, Bekorev Mamish, to have very lively momentum.